We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Pete Prisco from CBSSports.com. And Pete, good afternoon. How are you, sir?
Good. What's up, guys?
What's going on, buddy? I have before, to issue before, a mea culpa.
Yeah, before Pete. We get to the list, Jason has an apology for you.
So about 3-4 weeks ago, I think, who knows, it all blends together now, but I get an email from Ken, and he's saying, dude, I think you blocked me on your phone. And I'm like, nah, I don't even know how to block anybody. What are you talking about? I'm emailing him back. And he's like, no, I'm pretty sure. He's like, I've been texting you for like 3 or 4 days. You haven't responded to any of them. I'm like, I haven't gotten anything from you. So he's like, calls me up. He walks me through how on my phone to find out if you've blocked somebody. I finally get to where I'm supposed to be, and I'm on the phone with him, and I'm like, oh, bleep, Prisco's number is listed
here. Yeah, he blocked you too.
So I did have you blocked all that time since all the way before the combine. I have no idea how I did it, but I did it.
I told you did. You didn't believe me.
I didn't even know how to block it.
Your audience probably doesn't know this, but you had like a rotary phone in your house until like last week.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? You had a BlackBerry. The company went out of business, and you were getting BlackBerries.
All this is true.
Yeah. But I had to walk him through unblocking.
I don't know how to. I didn't even know how to block somebody. But yeah, I got there, and I'm like, he took me to the screen, and I'm like, oh my god! Like I'm like, Prisco's been. He was blocked. Anyway, I apologize. I owe you a couple beers.
That's all right. That's always good.
Yeah.
So, Pete, take us through. Like, we talked to the guy from Last Dance yesterday, and he talked about the man hours that went into that. Talk about how much time you spend trying to figure this list out every year.
It takes a long time. And what I do is I go back and I'll rewatch some tape and I'll watch some guys and I'll go through some of my rankings and I'll move guys around and then I'll text some guys in the league, some personnel guys, and see if I'm right on and if they agree with me. And, you know, I tell you what, the last 20 guys are tough. I move those guys around much more than I do the guys at the top. But this year I'll say this. The top used to be real easy to do. It's not as easy to do anymore. I mean, it used to have automatic, like Von Miller was an automatic. J.J. Watt back in the day was an automatic. Khalil Mack, an automatic. And he's in there again. But some of those guys, you know, have faded a little bit, and it's not as easy to put the guys in the top 10. So I had a problem with the top 10. I think there's a large class of guys from like 10 to 35 that you could move around and be okay with. And then the bottom is tough. The bottom 20 could, you know, you could make a case for some of those Jess Smith guys to go back in there.
Pete, you have long said that you don't believe in paying running backs with rare exception, and I agree with you, yet I counted 9 running backs in your top 100, brother.
Well, I mean, look, I have Christian McCaffrey at number 5, and that season was special. I mean, we haven't seen many of those ever in the history of the game, and I do think in their offense with Joe Brady being the coordinator that he's going to put up monster numbers again. You know, Elliott and Barkley are elite guys. That's why the position value isn't the issue here. The value is talking about how good you are as a player, and they're both elite runners. I have Henry down lower because people think, well, why do you have Henry low when he led the league in rushing? I just think 300-something carries last year is going to hurt him. I think wear and tear on his body is going to be an issue. There are some other guys I really like. I think Nick Chubb and Joe Mixon are two guys that are, you know, rising at the position. So there are a lot of backs, but, it's, you know, if it was based on position value, I'd probably have 25 quarterbacks on this list.
Right.
Yeah, you have four quarterbacks in the top 10 with Lamar Jackson at 7. I would guess he wasn't even in your top 100 a year ago, so that's a high rise.
He was not. And, he earned the right. I mean, my gosh, the kid, and I give Jason credit on this one because he loved the draft pick. I wasn't so sure about the draft pick, I'll be honest with you. And after watching that playoff game last year, I wasn't sure that he'd be, you know, what he was. Nobody did, I'll be honest with you. I don't think anybody thought he'd become what he became. Look, he earned the right. And the next step for him is becoming a better passer. And people point to all his passing numbers, and they say, look at this number and that number, and look at his passing in the red zone. That's all well and good, but a lot of that comes off the run game. And eventually he'll slow down, and he's going to have to be better in the pocket. And I do think, as a kid who loves it, lives it, and works it, I think he's going to end up being a really good passer.
A couple of quarterbacks who have been your guys for a long time are a little lower than we're accustomed to seeing them in this list. Aaron Rodgers is QB4. That's showing a little bit of slippage. And Matt Ryan, I think he was 70. That's not the terrain we usually see him in. Do you think it's fair to say we have seen the pinnacle from those two already, that they will not get back to the heights we've seen in the past?
Well, for Matt Ryan, getting back to the MVP level will be tough to do. Yeah. And in fairness to him, there's been a lot of issues, including bad drafting on the offensive line, injuries on the offensive line. He's taken a ton of shots, and that's impacted the way he plays. So, yeah, I think to say that he can get back to the MVP level, probably not happen. Can he get just underneath it? Yeah, I think he's still capable, but they got to have everything go well around him, and the line has been bad. As for Aaron Rodgers, I still think he's a top quarterback. I mean, is he going to throw 45 touchdown passes? Probably not. Can he throw 35 and you know, 8? Yes. They need to get him help. I mean, that's what happened last year. People want to kill him. Remember, it was a new offense. He's learning a new offense. It was an adjustment for him. The offensive line didn't play nearly as well as it had played in the past. And they thought Valdez-Scantling would be a nice compliment on one side to Davante Adams, and he never materialized. He was throwing to Alan Lazard. That guy was cut by the Jaguars. That was his number two receiver.
But, Pete, don't you think that coaching will continue to hold him back? I mean, people forget LaFleur ran the ball more in Tennessee than Mike bleeping Mularkey did. Like, I don't think they want – I think they want Rodgers to manage the game, go 18 for 22 with a touchdown or two and no turnovers, and we'll be okay. We got a $200 million invested in our defense.
If they play that way and you have Aaron Rodgers, then you're being stupid.
They did last year.
Well, they ran the run. They ran the ball a little bit, but again, there were issues. The offensive line had pass protection issues. San Francisco mauled him in that Monday night game. I mean, they maimed him. Good teams maimed him because the line was bad. And again, I go back. Who were his weapons? Davante Adams was hurt all year, and he missed four games. Jimmy Graham couldn't outrun me or you, Jason.
But he's got the same boat. He's in the same boat, and now they put a 2-year clock on him by overdrafting Jordan Love.
Yeah, but now you think Adams is going to be healthy again. The offensive line, which was dinged up, will be better. They're going to be healthy. I think he can get back to being a guy where he throws 40 touchdowns? No. 35, 33, 34, yes.
Talking to Pete Prisco, CBSSports.com. It's Inside Access with Jason Lockenfor and Ken Wyman. You have Ronnie Stanley as the third best lineman in the league. The only guys ahead of him are Ryan Ramczyk and Quentin Nelson. Ramczyk, a right tackle, and Nelson, a guard. So you have Stanley as the best left tackle in the league.
Well, he was that last year. I don't think there's any question about that. He was. And again, there are guys like Tyron Smith who's had injury issues when he's been healthy. He's in the conversation as the best left tackle in the league. But I think Ronnie Stanley last year was the best left tackle and earned the right to be in that spot. So, again, it's all fluid. I've always thought Tyron Smith was one of the best, but he's been injured, and he hasn't been able to play to the same capabilities, which is why I have a guy like Ronnie Stanley up that high.
You mentioned J.J. Watt at the onset. I think he was in the 30s, and I would agree with you. And I'll continue with my trend of guys I don't think will see the heights they saw before. I think J.J. Watt, from a productivity and an availability standpoint, is on the back nine of his career, given what he's put his body through. Are you with me that his days of being, a defensive MVP candidate or even, the elite of the elite may be behind him?
He was the toughest person I had to put in any spot. And the reason being this, I tend to lean toward what you're saying, and I don't think he'll ever be a 19, 20 sack guy again. But we know J.J. Watt, and we know if he's healthy, he's capable of coming back and being a 15 sack guy. And so I think that was a tough one for me because he's been a top 10 player for most of his career when he's been healthy. Is he a top 10 player right now? No. Is he capable of being higher than 33 where he is? Yes. It's just a matter of staying on the field. If he's on the field, I think he can be a lot, he could be in the 20s.
talking to Pete Prisco, CBSSports.com. It's Inside Access with Jason Lockenfor and Ken Wyman. And maybe, and I guess I'm going everything from a Ravens angle. Actually, for people who don't know, Pete has five Ravens on his list. Lamar Jackson at 7, Stanley at 27, Calais Campbell 39, Marlon Humphrey 59, and Mark Andrews at 100. I did see that he had Darren Waller much higher than Mark Andrews, and I guess his numbers were better, but I don't, and maybe it's because I see more of Andrews than Waller, but I don't know that Waller's that much better a tight end. And he's an ex-Raven, too, but I guess he was high all the time when he was here.
Yeah, he had some issues when he was with the Ravens. Look, I just think I think if Waller had a better quarterback and was in an offense, in the Ravens' offense, with the way all that, you know, open up the middle of the field for Andrews by that, you know, all those zone reads and his ability to run, then I think that he would put up more touchdown numbers. You know, Andrews had the touchdowns, Waller had the catches, but Waller played with Derek Carr. I mean, that's a big demerit against you when you're a tight end in the NFL.
Pete, before we let you go, I want to come back to one other thing that you said, because I smell a Twitter poll in our future here. Given this Ronnie Stanley predicament where he's arguably the best left tackle in the game, and we just saw a guy, Laremy Tunsil, who I don't think was in your top 100, was he? He's making $22 million a year now. Right. How do they navigate this, Pete? What would you do? I mean, do you give 23, 24 a year? Do you just franchise him next year, squat on him for one more year, and see if Orlando Brown can move to the left side the following year? Do you tag and trade? Like, it's going to be super expensive, and then they're going to have Lamar and Hollywood and Andrews and all these other dudes about ready to be paid too.
Well, that's the price of success, isn't it? I mean, that's But you know what, though? There are certain positions you have to keep. That's one of them, particularly when you have a young quarterback who's developing and as a passer. I think you have to keep him. Whether you franchise him next year or pay him a nice deal to keep him there, I think he's one guy you have to keep. I don't know if Orlando Brown can go over and play the left side. I know he's played at times, and look, he's developed into a pretty good run player at right tackle, and so I worry about moving him over there. So I would find a way to keep Ronnie Stanley, and I think if they're smart, they will.
Pete, last thing for you, and it's not related to the list. I'm just curious, as we talk to people, and I want to solicit opinions. What is your confidence level right now that we see football this year and maybe even see
100%.
100%.
Wow.
So he's even more confident than I am. What's that?
Can't be 100%. It can't be 101. I mean, that's as,
yeah.
as far
I was
as
an
I
8
know,
out of 10.
100% is 100%.
Yeah.
Now, whether that is without fans for the first 4 weeks, who knows? But, I mean, the stuff is moving in the right direction. You know, Florida's opened up and everything's gone down. New York is a cesspool. That could be a problem. But California's not a cesspool. They're still making it a problem. So I do think that we'll see football when it kicks off opening weekend. And I think you're going to see college football as well. You see all these schools now, we're opening. They need the money. They need people to go to school. They need the money. Just like people out there need to work. They need the money. So I do think it's going to open up. I think you'll see football. You might not see mini camps. And you know, those are probably done. I think the first time you'll see NFL football will be in training camp. I think mid-July will be the first time you see that. You agree, Jason?
Oh, there's not going to be anything this spring. I'm not sure that training camps open on time, but they will do whatever they can to play these games. I do not doubt their want to play these games.
Jason's of that ilk that, you know, one of those guys that always throws the doom and gloom out there for obvious reasons.
I would say reality, that we're in a medical pandemic that has wiped out almost 100,000 people in this country
already. Yeah, but Jason's the majority. 75% of the people that were wiped out, and this is no, I'm not frowning on it because it's still death, they were older people. Quarantine the old, let the young work.
Let's go to break. We don't have enough time to get into it. I appreciate you, brother.
I agree with a lot of your list. Hey, Ken, he doesn't want me to abuse him like I always do.
Oh, right. Ngakoue, watch when they trade him for a 3. We'll find out who was right on that one.
Which one? Ngakoue?
Ngakoue. Wait till they trade him during training camp. They trade him for a 3. Watch.
They're not trading him.
Uh-huh.
Pete, always a pleasure, man. We look forward to hearing from you again.
All right, guys. See ya.
Thanks, buddy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us, and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.